So thank you all for inviting me to speak today. My goal with this message is to share my story, my history with the Mennonite Church, and hopefully inspire you all to think about what RMC means to you and where you've found second families throughout your own life. So as Rosine said, I was raised by Raleigh Mennonite Church. And I say raised by intentionally because I always felt like the congregation was a second family to me. It's adult members, additional parents. My parents began attending RMC in 1992, 4 years before I was born. And so that meant that from the time I was a newborn until I left for college in 2014, I was held and loved and sheltered by the congregation at RMC. I chose the scripture today for two reasons. The second part of it captures this sense of a found family, of strangers being bound together in God, working together as one household, a dwelling in which God lives. And I've always felt this way about my RMC community, though perhaps even more strongly and through a distinct lens of love. As a child, I always felt loved by the adults at RMC. You gave me attention. You gave me a hug every week. You asked about school and my life and how things were going. There was an elderly member of our church, Don Bickle, who was older than my grandparents, and he would always pull me aside every week to give me a hug. Back in the day when free local newspapers were a thing, he taught me how to do this like specific puzzle in the newspaper, and I did that in memory of him for a long time every week. RMC always felt like a safe space where I was accepted for being myself and loved unconditionally. And the story that springs to mind that emphasizes that takes it very literally. So when I was maybe 5 or 6, my mom and my brother Sam and I were caught driving during a tornado warning. And so I don't remember if there was actually a tornado that touched down anywhere or like what was happening more broadly or if we actually were in any kind of danger. But the wind was howling and whipping the trees and it was getting scary. And I grew up in Apex, so we very rarely came into Raleigh. We pretty much only came into Raleigh for church. But for some reason on this Saturday or weekday that wasn't a Sunday, we happened to be nearby church. And so mom was like, we're right by church. That's the closest place. Like, we got to go shelter in this church. And so we pulled up to the church on North Blount Street, and we hurtled down the hill and around the back. And I'm pretty sure we sheltered in Miss Kathy's preschool. And I remember thinking, like, of course, we're sheltering in the church. Like, it was such a known, comfortable place. It was like a second home. It felt like coming home. So it was like, obviously, we're not going to stop at, like, the store that was right next to us. Like, we're going to go to the church basement. And so we felt safe there. And in addition to feeling loved and safe, and perhaps because of it, growing up, I always thought of RMC as the second family. It was an extension of my family in a lot of ways. Sam and I would go home with the North Martins every week, but it was very frequent to take advantage of their collection of VeggieTales VHS tapes and the Polly Pockets and Barbies also. And so their house felt like an extension of our house. Stan and Brenda were like fourth and fifth parents to me and Sam. Anneli and Benji are our siblings. When we got older, the RMC youth, we would all sit together in a row together instead of with our parents, our own little sub-family. And we would spend Sunday nights in casual fellowship at MYF meetings with the other youth and some extremely patient leaders like Janelle and Amy, Sean and Hillary, Chris and Carrie. And then in the summer, we would go on convention trips or other trips together. So these experiences wholly shaped my faith and to a large extent my values. I didn't need to be told that we should love our neighbors even if they're different because I saw it acted out every Sunday. We participated in events at Parkview. We worked at the Pride for Parents Christmas store. We did gleaning events in the fall. There was Kathy's preschool. There was Freddie and Helen's work with building together. It seemed like every single member of the church had a ministry that they were selflessly committed to that I could see as a concrete example of how to be. Social justice was and continues to be a way of life for RMC. And choosing that path, each one of you, showing how to live like Jesus rather than teaching it, has shaped me as a young person and I imagine continues to shape the young people at RMC more than you could imagine. The second reason I chose this scripture is that it describes the coming together of disparate, even hostile groups to fellowship in God and preach peace. And this is what I see RMC trying to do. We might represent a particular demographic, and there are people in our community that are different from us, and people in this country that are different from us. But I saw and see the adults at RMC trying to wrestle with that, trying to reconcile those differences, and approaching the brothers and sisters and siblings in our community with love and understanding and grace. I've seen that with all of our historical work at Building Together, but also our recent fellowship with St. Ambrose and working with Mauricio's partners to help farm workers in Dunn, and a myriad of other examples that are too numerous to list. When asking me to speak today, Rosine prompted me to consider why I continue to be a part of RMC. I've attended several churches since leaving North Carolina to go to college. Hamilton College, where I went to school in New York, had a small Protestant service of maybe 10 people that I attended regularly while in school. And then when I graduated, I participated in Mennonite voluntary service in Alamosa, Colorado. And that household also attended a very small house church in Colorado. And then I've also visited various larger Mennonite churches with my friends and family, as well as Catholic and Unitarian Universalist services. But none of those has ever quite fed my soul the way that RMC does. When RJ and I moved back to North Carolina for grad school, there was no question we would attend RMC, at least part-time. I wanted to show RJ this community, my second family, and where my faith comes from. But mostly there was no question because coming back to RMC is coming home for me. RMC may not be perfect. We're all humans, after all. But this community is the best example I have of how to bridge differences, to come together with our fellow humans. It is because of the way this church raised me that I hold the following values. Number one, I try to approach strangers with understanding, assuming the best from people until proven otherwise. When I encounter a situation or someone where I just don't understand, I try to leave room for grace. Number two, I try to nurture my relationships with the same sense of selfless community that I feel here, giving as much as I can. Especially surrounded by late-stage capitalism and isolated from each other by our phones and social media, I try to show my friends and others that I'm just there for them. There's no quid pro quo needed. Lastly, I'm trying so hard to understand the positions and beliefs of those who are different from me in this toxic, polarized political environment. I'm trying to see past the political affiliations and statements that people say that I immediately react to as ignorant or hateful or stupid, and take some of that grace and love and try to understand those differences too. So I'm sorry if that wasn't a high note to end on, but with all of the continuing conflicts that surround us in 2025, both here and abroad, I hope that we as a church can continue to embody Ephesians 2, putting to death our hostility, coming together in God, and continuing to be that second family to one another. Thank you all.